From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In West Virginia today, the word is wait. Conditions in the upper Big Branch mine are still too dangerous to search for four miners missing after a massive explosion on Monday. 25 miners are confirmed dead, and families of the missing have no choice now but to wait and hope. In the meantime, rescuers are boring holes and venting the mine. In a moment, we'll hear from an experienced rescuer about what the teams at Upper Big Branch can expect when they get the okay to go in. But first, NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us from Neoma, West Virginia. Frank, what's the latest there?
Well, they've taken one sample so far of the air down there. It's about 1,200 feet below the surface of the mine, and they just determined that it's too risky. The methane level is about 3%. Now, that's not quite combustible, but given the levels of carbon monoxide and hydrogen, it could explode. And so what they're concerned is if rescuers go in, there could be a spark and it could blow up. So right now they're drilling more, and the rescuers have been told to wait.
And Frank, this question of methane, there have been reports of methane forcing evacuations of this mine in the month or so before this disaster. You've been hearing that, too, down there in West Virginia.
Yes, there's several sources. I talked to a family member yesterday of one of the miners who didn't make it, and her name's Michelle McKinney, and she told me that miners had been sent home early several times in recent months because of problems at the mine, one including a buildup of methane gas. The New York Times today had two unnamed miners who said the mine had been evacuated three times in the last couple of months because of methane. And mine companies, you know, they're supposed to keep records of this. I've tried to confirm this with Massey, the owner of the mine, Massey Energy, but I haven't heard back yet.
And if there were those evacuations that we've been talking about because of methane buildups, what would that indicate?
Well, one theory, of course, is that this is a methane or a coal dust explosion. That's certainly where investigators will be looking. And if it's a methane explosion, it suggests that there might have been warning signs. I talked to Kevin Strickland today. He oversees coal mine safety for the federal government. And he hadn't heard that the company had evacuated the mine recently. He said if that's the case, in one sense, it's a good thing. And here's how he put it.
That's what they're supposed to do. If they have gas, they have to respect it and evacuate. On the other hand, if it's happening three times in a short period, that's telling me that something isn't right and something needs to change.
It's Kevin Strickland there, Frank. Something isn't right and something needs to change. What would that something be?
Well, what he says, it can be a sign that there are problems with the ventilation system. And what they do in these mines is they have giant fans and curtains, and they kind of route the air through the mine so that it dilutes the methane because they don't want it to build up so much. And what you can find with a lot of the equipment down there is when the methane really builds up, like if it gets over 2%, the equipment will just shut down. And recently, Massey Mine was cited a number of times for ventilation problems. So if this turns out to be a methane explosion, we can expect that investigators are going to be looking very, very closely at the ventilation plan and what was happening, you know, really in recent months at the mine.
Mm-hmm. Massey Energy is the owner of this Upper Big Branch mine there. Frank, what happens now through the night as these rescue teams stand by?
Well, they have a second borehole, and they're partway down about 500 feet. And once they get through there, they will take more samples. They're already working. They're about to get started on a third borehole. What they will do probably with the third borehole is they may put a sensor down. They have a camera with a light on it that can see about 100 feet. And one thing they'll be looking for is to see if there are any of these rescue chambers that were put in after the Sago mine accident in 2006. And they're self-inflating, and they hold up to, they can help people survive up to 96 hours. And so they'll be looking to see if anybody is in those chambers, if anybody survived.
Okay. NPR's Frank Langfitt in Neoma, West Virginia. Frank, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.